I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm not from here. I'm from Africa. My name is Abdul. I'm looking for a place to rent. I work at Seabot. So I saw you. You said Six God's Kingdom. Something tell me. Talk with
it. Amen. I'm not from here, though.
Where are you from?
I've traveled all over the country. I'm a preacher. Here, let me give you gospel good news.
Okay.
How to find eternal life.
Are you Jewish?
No.
What are you?
I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You're from Africa.
Yeah, I'm from Africa.
How did you get to America?
Oh, my goodness. I've been here 30-something years.
Oh, you've been here 30 years. Okay.
I started in Canada. I'm a French-Canadian.
Uh-huh.
Naturalized U.S. So I see you. You're not like the ordinary people. Something.
No, we don't belong to denominational church.
That's what.
We follow Jesus Christ according to His Word. He is our Savior. He is our King. He's our God. He is our kingdom on earth. His kingdom is coming when He returns. The Bible says that you must place your faith in Him. He shed His blood and rose again to defeat death and cover your sin. If you'll repent, change your mind and your ways. I used to be a worldly man. I used to be a partier and a drunk. And I had to repent, and God replaced my old carnal mind and heart, gave me a new mind and new heart. I became born again. And now I cling to the Scriptures, the Word of God. Jesus is the Word made flesh. And I cling to the Scriptures, not Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Presbyterian. These are all made up by man. And I cling to the Word of God, and I'm looking for Christ at His return and living for Him. It's why I dress different. It's why I act different. It's why I talk different. I align myself with the Holy Word of God. It's the only way.
When I look at you, you remind me of the Maccabees, just the way they dress and they grow their beard.
The who?
The Maccabees.
The Maccabees.
Yeah,
from
they're Jewish.
Yes.
They're Jewish.
Yes, yes. Well, our Savior was Jewish, and much of His teaching comes from, all of His teaching comes from that part of Israel, but I don't dress this way for salvation. I dress this way because God has transformed my heart, and the Bible says this is the temple of God. If I'm born of Him, we're to clothe the temple of God biblically and not put things of the world or show off our body or expose ourselves. We're to clothe ourselves biblically. Jesus walked around in a robe.
I know.
All of the prophets walked around in a robe. All the disciples walked around in a robe. And guess what? Jesus is coming back in a robe. And guess what His people get if they endure till the end? They get robes of righteousness. Isn't that beautiful? So this is why we dress this way. But I travel the country. I preach the gospel. I go out in the streets. I hold gospel signs. I go to events. I stand outside religious places. America is spiritually dead, following false Jesus.
I thought the same thing, but when I look at society in a whole, I could see the blessings of this country is disappearing.
Yeah.
It's gone. I see now there's no truth.
Yeah.
And the honest you become, the more severe punishment you face.
Yes.
The more crooked you become, the more happier you are, and the more you accept it. They don't want the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Because see how many innocent people, their stimulus being stolen. You go to the government office to report, they will not help you.
Yeah.
You become a victim.
Right.
I look at the rent here of these apartments, they can't rent the apartment to honest people. They want crooks, criminals. These are the people.
Good has become evil. Evil has become good. And you know what happens? As I travel the country and I preach Christ and righteousness, do you know what often happens? They call the police on me. And the police run me off, oftentimes, and I'm not breaking any laws. So this is Satan's world. You know that, don't you? Satan is the god of this culture and this world. Jesus stands against that in His truth.
You know what I tell you? I don't used to read the Bible.
Do you have a Bible?
No, I don't have one. I was a Muslim.
Yeah.
I have a Jewish friend back in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
We used to talk. So he told me a lot of things. I told him a lot of things. And then one day, I went to sleep. So I have a dream which I've never seen. I felt I was up. I don't know. I come back, tell him the dream. The man told me, you know what? He said, you were chosen. Say, God is calling you to His kingdom. I said, well, I'm a Muslim. I said, no. He said, you're in the wrong place. Go to God's kingdom. And prior to that, I was going in Austin looking for, I worked at a Dell computer for years. Then let us go. So I was going to Jamestown to look for work. I come the main road like this. I come on that bridge, four bridges. Each bridge there was a man sitting begging. So
I see a lot of beggars in America.
Yes, sir. And they beg, so I have $4 and quarters. So the first one say, give him 50 cents. I go, I come to the last one, I was left with about 75 cents. The spirit said, give it to him. I was hesitant. He said, I say, give it to him. I give it. So I walk like from here to the Days Inn. A man come from nowhere, driving a red vehicle with a Colorado tag, and stop. So you need a ride? I say yes. I say where? He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Jamestown. He said, Jamestown. He said, are you walking? I said, no, I don't have a job. He said, do you have money? I say yes. You might laugh for about 20 minutes. So I look at him, I said, this is not an ordinary. This is something God is working. So the man take $20, $100 and 20. I say, use it. I say, read that Bible. So I went. So I took the money. He said, help other people. I said, well, read that Bible. Since then I start counting. But sir, the things I've seen, I was poisoned.
So let me ask you a question. You tell me all this story. You were a Muslim. Have you repented of the Muslim faith, and do you know Jesus as Savior?
I know Jesus as Savior.
Are you born again?
Yes, I'm born again. I went to the Mormon church.
Ah, that's...
I see what was going on.
That's a cult.
That's what I find out.
It is a cult.
And I've been looking, I've been going, but I see the cults take over all...
So you have a Bible?
I don't have one.
Do you want one?
Yes.
I would like to give you one.
Oh, sure.
You'll get it. You'll read it.
Oh, I read it.
Let me get you a Bible. Hold on.
Since I've read it, I've seen so many things.
I'm going to give you this Bible. How's this?
Oh, yeah.
The New King James, so it helps you with the understanding the English. I want to write my phone number inside
for you.
To help you. Right. But I'm glad that you see that Jesus is Messiah. You know, Islam, Muslim faith, Allah is Satan, and that whole faith, you understand that now, is of Satan. One day that will probably cost me my head, but I must proclaim the truth.
Well, it can cost you a head. Even if it costs your head, what do you get in this stupid world?
I'm headed out of this.
There's nothing.
I'm headed out of this world anyway.
You'll be going somewhere.
Amen.
Where the truth and light will be on you.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I've been Muslim, I've seen a lot of things. Sir, I could tell you, I start reading the Bible. The things I've seen, God put me through so many trials and tribulations.
And one of the key things I tell people in America is, you know, there are a lot of Americans that read the Bible a little bit. They'll open it, read it for 10 minutes in the morning, then they go live their life. But one of the problems is, in America, there's a lot of people that read the Bible, and there's a lot of people that believe in Jesus as Savior. The big problem is, you can't get to heaven doing that, and that is sin before holy God. The Bible says that we're to meditate on it, we're to obey it, we're to keep it, and we don't just believe in Jesus, this is critical, we must follow him. And to follow him means we obey the word of God. So America has been told the lie, you can believe Jesus, read his Bible a little bit, live your own life, and you're going to heaven. That's not true. If you were a sheep and you did that with your shepherd, you would be lost and cut off from your shepherd. The wolves would have gotten you long ago. You must follow. Stay close at his heel. Stay close to his word. Cling to his word and obey it with all that you are.
I've seen so much. I've learned so much. Mm-hmm. I've got accidents.
What's your first name?
My first name is Abdul.
Abdul?
Yeah.
I'm Jim.
Yeah. I've seen this and God is telling me the direction you'll be going is not right. go this direction. I read the Bible. I see so many things happen.
Yeah. Amen.
And my eyes is open. And many places I go, the devil will listen.
Oh, yeah.
Other places I go, when you read the Bible, you go those places. The people don't like to see you. They get mad.
Oh, yeah. Satan is, if I went inside churches, they would throw me out. Satan, you see, you got to understand something. Satan is the god of this world. I'm writing my phone number in here for you.
Sure.
Do you go on the internet? You go on the internet.
I don't have nothing, but this is a dollar. I could give you a donation.
Oh, no. I don't need no donation. God provides all my ways. Hey, thank you so much, though. That's awfully nice of you. Do you go on the internet?
Yes, I go on the
This internet. Is my website, don'tperish.com. Okay. Lots of teachings to help you, encourage you. You can text me. Do you have a phone?
I have a phone, but it's not working.
Right okay, now. Well, when you get a phone, you could text me, you could call me, you could email me. Yeah. I'd love to encourage you in the faith. We camped out at Walmart overnight. Mm-hmm. My wife went in to return something, and something inside me said,
come this way.
Go park over by Dollar Tree. I would have waited for her, and I would have drove up that way. We never would have met. Something inside of me said, go park at Dollar Tree. And I parked, and you walked up, and this is how God works. So I want to encourage you. Are you hungry?
No.
You're good. You're not homeless. You don't look like a homeless man.
I'm homeless. I live in a hotel.
Oh, a hotel. Okay.
I'm looking for apartment. I just get a job.
Wonderful.
It's like they give me all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
The people at the job, I go to go rent apartment. They don't want to rent me.
Yeah.
They look at me. They think I'm with ISIS.
Yeah.
You name it, have
it's terrible.
I went to the shelter. They can't give me a place. Look at me like...
Can I give you some encouragement?
Sure.
John 16:33. Jesus said, in this life you will have much tribulation. You're experiencing that as kind of a foreigner. I'm from America. Look at me. You're black. You experience all these issues. I'm white from here. I still get harassed because of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 16, he said, you will have much tribulation. Rejoice, I have overcome the world. So you strive on in this life, but you put him first and follow him. I will strive on this life, put him first and follow him. And he has gone to prepare a place for us. He's overcome the world for us, Abdul. If we obey him, follow him, stay out of, can I encourage you? Stay out of man-made religion. This is not of God. This is full of lies and falsehood.
I've seen it, sir, since I started reading the Bible. I see so many things happen. People look at me when I go somewhere. You could see that the devil rules the world. They will not assist.
Amen. That's true. That's very true. Stay in the Word. Stay mostly in the New Testament. My website has many articles for you. It will teach you how to walk through this culture using God's Word, how to dress biblically. That's important. How to carry yourself, how to avoid this culture and the fallen things, who to associate with. Be careful. False teachers abound. People carrying Bibles are teaching false doctrine. You must know and test according to the Word of God. And I'd love to encourage you. You got all my information. You got my gospel card.
Sure. I'm going to read it. I say, since I started reading this was several years ago, I learned so much. I come through so many trials and tribulation. I have accidents 3 times. And the people that damage my vehicle, they cannot pay. I was supposed to get unemployment in South Dakota. 1 year, 4 months, they never pay me. They take all the money.
Mm.
But then something came to me, so leave this place. One time I sleep before I came this one, 3 weeks ago. I dreamt, when I dream in this dream, the woman downstairs was throwing something in the apartment. And then one morning, Sunday morning, she just got up and spread press inside our coffee. So I go back and pray, and the Spirit told me, say, now, it's time you move. The police have told me, they said, but it's time is appropriate. He said, but first, go to Iowa. He said, go to Nebraska, get a job. So I came, but the Spirit told me, said, no, there are more opportunities here in Iowa. Get a job here. When you get a job, finally move out here.
Are you alone on your own? No wife, no children, no nothing?
No, my wife is not here. My children not here.
No.
I've been all over the world.
Here comes my wife.
Oh, that's your wife?
This is my wife.
You dress like the Protestant, that's the way they used to dress.
Debbie, meet Abdul.
How you doing?
He was telling me, he saw me, I came over and parked. He said, we remind him of the Maccabees, the Jewish people, and how we dress.
Yeah.
We're not like the culture. Ex-Muslim.
You guys are chosen one. The way you dress, the way she dress, I've been around the world. You tell something special.
The heart changes. Now, people that are false can dress different and be false. But when God truly changes your heart, He transforms everything about you. And I'd encourage you in that. Go deep. Look for that total transformation. Come out of this wicked culture. There's nothing here for the people of God.
Well, sir, the one thing we could do, the devil is in charge.
He is. This is his world.
We don't have the strength and spiritual might to move him.
No.
Only the master.
Amen. We cling to Christ and
exactly.
He paves the way.
He has the power to.
Yeah, the Bible says, I love this. The Bible says, resist the devil, he'll flee. Because if you resist him long enough, he'll go, can't get him. He'll go to, he's like a lion. He'll go get the other weak prey all around. Yeah.
And I cannot believe this. I said, why have to go through this? Another man I met, he said, you don't know why. I said, no. He said, you're not like the ordinary ones.
Yeah, we must.
He said, you're a chosen one. He said, that's how God does it.
We must go through much tribulation. And it's coming. It's going to get worse. It's coming. It's going to get much worse in the last days before Christ returns. And we must be ready to endure much persecution. So get your heart, get your life ready, get your life in order, because Christ is coming at the end of the tribulation. First, we must endure the wrath of Satan and this culture. They're going to make biblical Christianity illegal. They're going to force people to do all types of things. This whole COVID plandemic is all part of that, to usher in, take away people's freedoms, break down the culture, break down God's design. It's coming. It's coming.
And also, if I may ask you, how do you foresee, or how do you portray the Jewish? Because they have so many denominations. Are they correlated to the journey in Christianity?
The Jews?
Yeah.
Well, the Jews, Jesus came, He said, I am the king of the Jews. He came for the Jews. And this is the 12 tribes of Israel. So that's the apple of God's eye. But He lovingly and mercifully said that we can be grafted in. So Israel today is spiritual Israel. Meaning, anyone who puts their faith in Messiah, repents, follows Him, is born again, we are part of Israel. We're spiritual Israel. But then you have a physical nation of Israel that God's going to come back and deal with. They're a corrupt, wicked nation today. There's more abortion and homosexuality in Israel per capita than any place in the world. They're a wicked, secular government. God's going to deal with them, but we can be spiritual Israel. Read the book of Galatians, and Paul talks about how we get grafted in the book of Romans. We get grafted in with the Jews to our Messiah. It's a beautiful thing. The denominations you mentioned, throw them all out. These are all made of man. God never ordained them. They keep false pagan ways like Christmas and Easter. They are worldly. Do you ever notice how the world, Americans are, say they love Jesus, but they love the world. They love football, and they love TV, and they love politics. How can this be, Abdul? We must be holy, set apart. That means to be set apart for God. So stay away from all the denominations. Stay in the Word of God. I'm here to encourage you. You can call me, email me, text me. I'd love to encourage you to go deep. Stay separate.
Yeah, I'm going deep. I'm going deep because I'm trying to learn Hebrew. But what I find out, most of the people don't want to teach you.
No, they don't want the truth.
And I'm asking, but this is something that is genuine. Why most of the Jews refuse? I went to the synagogue in Aberdeen.
Oh, yeah, the Jews are hard-hearted, yeah.
I went there. Could you believe after 2-3 times they run me out?
Oh, yeah, I believe
it. They say, we don't want you to.
They're Antichrist. They deny Christ. They're Antichrist. The synagogues,
why?
The Jews.
But Christ is a Jew.
Well, read the Old Testament. Because of the hardness of their heart, they reject God. They reject His rule over them. They want their own man-made traditions. They're no different than anyone else. Yeah, reject those places. Be a Noah in your life, in your town. Stand and be a righteous man of God right where you are. Don't look to find a whole bunch of other people. Because in these last days, you're not going to find a bunch of other people. You're not going to. Jesus said, few are going to enter into the kingdom of God. Few. Don't look for many. Be one of the few.
I mean, I cannot believe it. So they did everything. I always have money. I don't ask them. Then they poisoned me. But the one that poisoned the food, I got some knowledge, herbology. My grandfather was an herbalist. or to get the medicine and kill myself. And since then, they don't like me, but I never asked them for nothing.
Yeah, stay away from those
places. So they try to take my benefits, and I ask God to help me, guide me, show me the way. Because these people are too strong and they're too
strong. Oh, yeah. The Word is your guide and your truth. Stay with this. Everything I tell you, test it to the Word of God. Don't listen to those people. Walk and follow after Christ. Jesus said you must worship me in spirit and truth. And those places don't have the truth. I'm so glad I met you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And can I give you a hug?
Sure.
I love you.
Thank you, sir.
I hope to hear from you. Get your phone fixed. Call me, email me, text me.
I'll call you.
My number's right inside
also,
here. My website and my phone number's right in there.
I'm looking for apartment to rent.
I can't help you about... Yeah, no. No, we're just driving through. We're just driving through.
Where are you stationed?
Well, this is our house. And we travel the country and we just... witness, wait for God to bring his people, stand out on corners, go. I preach at events. We preach at the Super Bowl. We preach at big events. We're headed up north. There's some big events we want to go preach at up there. And just lifting up Christ's name, the biblical gospel, calling people out of the world. That's what we do. I'm a street preacher. Lots of videos on my website. If you can go online, you can look up and see my street preaching videos and just see Christ's name lifted up. Hopefully that will encourage you.
Have you been to Africa?
No.
Well, I think... right now, your presence is needed because you see what they're going through in Africa.
Yeah.
It's just so astounding.
Yeah.
Look at Congo, the people are dying.
Yeah, I know it's terrible. Africa's very volatile.
The whole continent, we have so much wealth.
Yeah.
Well, why are we living in abject poverty?
Yeah.
And look, many of us are here, we went to school, we get a degree. Guess what? We survive and we live.
Yeah. It's sin. You think about this. Look at the racial divides here. You got whites and blacks that hate each other in America, and you got some whites that want to kill blacks, and you have some blacks that want to kill whites. But the problem is, you go to Africa, even in Africa where the countries are all black, don't they war against each other, tribes? They kill each other. So it's not color, it's sin.
You don't want to leave them. Why you think we are? We going back trying to help them.
Yeah.
They kill many of us.
Oh, yeah. They'll kill your own.
I've been here 39 years. Yeah. I go and try to tell them. The few refugees that came here, I was back in Texas, I show them, teach them to get a skill. I say, America, it's about getting a skill and try to make a living.